Björk often describes her music using visual cues. The Icelandic musician's last album looked up to the heavens, filled with birdsong and airy flutes. Her new album, Fossora, peers deep down into the soil. Our reviewer, Miguel Perez, explains how fungi served as Björk's latest muse.
They're often seen as the grim reaper of the natural world. Mold and mushrooms means death and decay. But from Björk's perspective, the sound of fungi is far from morbid. Bubbly and fun is how she describes her new album, unified by an unlikely sonic pairing. The velvety, rich timbre of bass clarinets meets the pulsing energy of hardcore techno beats, crafted here by the Indonesian dance duo Gabber Modus Operandi. Totally different sounds working together to create this playful sonic portrait of mycelia, the vast root-like network that underpins all fungal life. The beat on the song Atopos burrows deep and wide in search of harmony until finally... These frenetic bursts of emotional power are all over the record. Made in Iceland during COVID lockdown, Fossora is the result of the artist hunkering down and reconnecting with her home. Björk honors Iceland's choral traditions, as well as her late mother on the album. All of this converges beautifully on a eulogy called Sorrowful Soil. You did it well. The humble mushroom makes for a useful metaphor then. Wherever death goes, it's sure to follow. But fungi also redistribute nutrients, purify water, nurture new life. From dissolution comes regeneration. The idea takes on another form on the album Closer, where Björk's teenage daughter joins her for a tender finale. Björk sings of her newly empty nest on her mother's house. Another loss and another opportunity for regrowth.
Björk's new album, Fossora, is out now. Our reviewer, Miguel Perez, is a producer for World Cafe in Philadelphia.
A dry voice.